talking about
life journeys, Paula G.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And you've gleaned a lot as you've talked with people over the years, mm-hmm. as you've learned from them what their journeys have been about. Challenges.
Yes.
Triumphs. Figuring this out and really, really benefiting from that experience, even mm-hmm. if it may have been a little painful.
Yes. Oh.
And so you've listened to them as they shared their journeys. Mm-hmm. And you kind of touched on yours a little earlier in the conversation when mm-hmm. you talked about the fact that you have the radio programs going. One of the things that we didn't get into because it just wasn't time was to discover how you determined that radio and TV were supposed to be part of Paula G's life journey. But some of that has to do with, as you were sharing with me just a moment ago, mm-hmm. learning to deal with what life hands you, what you're dealt.
Yes.
What is that about?
Yes. You know, I had my godfather, bless his soul, he's been gone for some years now, and he was an avid card player, let's say. His daughter may be listening. He was an avid card player, and he would play this game called Old Maid.
Okay.
It was years ago, was a game little girls had, and you matched the cards. You know, mm-hmm. you had the postman and the milkman and the, I forget all the other ones. But the object was to match all of the cards. You know, so when you dealt the hand, you know, your opponent had a hand, you had a hand, and, you know, you kind of took cards from each other. And whoever had the most matches first won. So I remember having a hand. He had dealt a hand. And I just knew with what I was looking at and with the look on his face, I'm like, I don't know that I'm going to win this hand. And I said, Uncle, I don't like this hand. So I started to reach back into the deck to get some more cards. Mm-hmm. And he popped my hand. And I said, but I can't win with this. I don't know, a seven or something. I said, I can't win with this. I don't like these cards. So I go to reach back. He pops my hand again. I said, I don't want to play. I don't like that, you know. And I'm having this little temper tantrum. I remember this. I'm having this little temper tantrum. I don't want to play, you know. And he's sitting there, and I remember just sitting there in that suit with that hat tipped to the side. And I was down there having a little temper tantrum. He said, whenever you finish doing whatever it is that you're doing down there, you get back in that chair and you play the hand you've been dealt, because life is not going to deal you another hand. Mm. And that was one of the most powerful lessons that I have learned, and I have lived my life. Life is not going to deal you another hand. So whatever hand that life deals you, you must play that hand to the best of your ability, because even though presently, initially, it looks like it may not be a winning hand, but over the course of time, if you stay with it, if you are faithful, if you are diligent, if you're willing to go through the trials, if you're willing to go through the pain, a lot of us like to circumvent pain. A lot of us like to avoid the pains in our life. So we just bury them. That's where the baggage comes. You know, we just bury them. We don't deal with the pains. And I learned and I figured out early in life, if I am going to reach a place of joy and peace in my life, whatever has happened in the past, I have got to go through. If it's pain, if it's hurt, if it's fear, I can't avoid it. I've got to go through it, because if I go through it, however hurtful or painful it may be, if I go through it, I will come out on the other side free of it because I have gone through it. Mm-hmm. But if the pain of whatever the situation in life is right here and I don't want to deal with it, and I go around it, it's like a wound that heals improperly. It's a wound. It hasn't healed properly. We haven't cleansed it properly. We haven't allowed it to heal properly. So 10, 15 years down the line, you have a nasty, ugly scar because that wound has not healed properly. Yeah. And you may or may not be able to open that wound again so it can heal properly, so your skin can be smooth and the scar can be gone. So I use that analogy to encourage people, whatever that they're going through. It may be tough, you know, it may be a hellacious situation, but you've got to go through it, experience all the emotions of whatever mm-hmm. it is, because I'm a witness, when you come out on the other side of it, you're free of it. You don't have the anger. You don't have the bitterness. Mm-hmm. You don't have the pain. You don't have the anxiety. You don't have the unforgiveness, because you've allowed yourself to go through all that. And sometimes, you know, there are points throughout your journey where you have to give up the right to know why. Why something happened? Why did somebody hurt me? Why did somebody do this to me? Or why did somebody do? Sometimes you're not going to know, because sometimes that person is dead and gone, yeah. And you may never find out. So you have to make a decision. Am I going to allow myself to wallow in that for the rest of my life and ruin the rest of my journey? Or am I going to find a way to let it go and move on in my journey? You know,
and I like the fact that you say that once you go through it, mm-hmm. you're free of it.
You're free of it, but you got to go through it.
Yeah.
You know, so many of us, you know, we have these breakups in relationships, or, you know, divorce or whatever it is, and we carry all this anger mm-hmm. towards the other person and the hurt and the bitterness and that sort of thing, and then we move on into the future trying to have a healthy relationship. It's not going to work yeah. because all that baggage gets dumped on that next person. And that person might say or do something that's similar to what the other person said or did. Yes. That's got nothing to do with what the other person mm-hmm. said or did. They just said something innocently. And the next thing you know, it's like, wow.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, where did that come from? Yeah. You know, those triggers, you know. So.
And baggage.
Yes.
Has a way of getting heavier and heavier over time.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. I had an administrator at one of the schools that I worked at years ago. And she used to say at the beginning of the year, you know, during the opening of the school with the teachers, each student walks into the front door with an invisible suitcase. We all walk around with an invisible suitcase. The question is, what is in that suitcase? Based on our behavior, how we interact with each other, we really tell people what is in that suitcase.
Yes,
based indeed. On how we behave, you know, and how we act and interact and so forth.
We make a mistake when we think we're taking the easy way out mm-hmm. by just dismissing whatever's yes. going on, rather than addressing it
correct
head on.
Head on. And, you know, sometimes people say, you know, just, Carl, you know, that's a situation, just let it go. And if you say, I'm going to let it go, then you have to genuinely believe, trust and believe that you're going to let it go, as opposed to just using the words and saying let it go, because something will happen later on that'll tell on you. It's going to tell them. If you say you let it go, something's going to happen later on that's going to tell whether or not you truly have let it go. So if I say that I'm going to let go of something, and I encourage everyone, if you say you're going to let go of something, truly do the work that you need to do to truly let go of it. So
because either they're going to really, really work mm-hmm. to let go, mm-hmm. or they're going to really, really work to keep carrying all the baggage.
Right. Right.
Either way, they're going to work. It's just that one type of work is going to benefit them,
right,
while the other type of work is going to hurt them.
Exactly. Exactly.
Our guest, Paula G, and I'll be right back.
All right.
Forward thinking. That's been part of the program, speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. from the beginning. We bring programming that is innovative.